Hi, and welcome to Let's Talk For Real. This is a very different one today. Exclusively on stereo. What do you think of it?
Quite weird, I guess. I mean, it's something new to try, get used to. Well, not really get used to. It's like, do this first of all, and then possibly go back onto YouTube and do videos. That's what I mostly do, like, enjoy.
Yeah. We're just experimenting with this for now, guys. Seeing how it goes, you know. On here we're going to be talking about the budget, and like where we've been since like tier four. When was the last time we even uploaded, do you know?
I think it was about a week or 2 weeks before lockdown, or was it a few days before lockdown, the current one?
I know we stopped when more or less tier four was announced, no?
Oh yeah, tier four, but there's no such thing as tiers now. You heard they scrapped them, like, permanently.
Yeah. Because I know Tier 4 was basically a knockdown for London. So that's why I'm saying.
I guess so. I mean, it doesn't make no sense to me when there's tiers. I prefer, like, is it straight on lockdown, or is there, like, several rules you have to comply with?
Yeah, exactly. But like you said, when they're going to end the knockdown, it's all going to be like scrapped, like you said.
Yeah, and bring back the rule of six when it does come.
Did you go on what you had earlier, Instagram on the mayor, London mayor?
Okay. Can I do that when I'm on this app?
You can, yeah.
Okay. That is really good. Right, if I go on... Okay, so I'm getting my information up on what you can and can't do tomorrow. So...
Yeah, it starts tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no, not that. Oh, where is it? Here we go, saved. Okay. So, from tomorrow, all you can do is by meeting up with only one other person, outdoors only.
But I swear you could do that with people in your bubble anyway.
Yeah, you can. It says only one person socially, outdoors only, but that would also mean support bubbles. Should I go through it, the slides, or just that one?
Yeah, so that's starting from tomorrow. Then what's the... It's a four-step process, right?
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 10. Oh, it's 10 steps.
Yeah, but I swear there's, like, just four important dates.
Yeah, four important dates. So tomorrow's the 8th of March, so you can go back to school and meet up one other person outside. And then on 29th of March, you can go to gyms. It says outdoor / no audience. What does that mean?
Hold on, let me find what you're on.
Because the gym near ours has been closed like for a very long time, and it's going to open all of a sudden. So there's going to be more people in there. It's 24/7, well, meant to be, but they'll have specific times to open and close now. Right, now the 12th of April is when the madness happens.
Hold on, how do you spell Mayor?
MAYOR. Yeah.
Cool, got it. Let me just follow you.
I just followed the mayor's page and he's proper like mapped everything out.
Yeah, so the ones you just said, that's the 29th of March.
Yeah. Oh, that means outdoor sports. Duh.
Yeah, gyms and team sports.
Yeah.
So I think that means like the likes of DTFC.
And also with meeting up, two households or rule of six outdoors only. So if I was going to meet up with my friends, I think there'll be like less than six or five of us, which is fine. So I'm hoping to do that next month. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
What's next? Now, 12th of April was when a lot is going to kind of happen.
Yeah.
And
I love how it says in brackets, no earlier than.
No earlier than. Yeah, because I can't do that. It could change. It could change a week after or 2 weeks after. You never know. And then the other things could get pushed back as well. So holidays, UK only, self-contained stays. So state vacations, which is more ideal, I guess. What else? So restaurants, bars, two households, all rule of six, outdoors only. So beer gardens.
And what he doesn't mention is, yeah, but beer gardens.
Yeah.
Only gardens that have, only bars with a garden.
Oh, yeah. But some pubs don't have beer gardens, which is a bit of a problem.
Yeah, so they won't be open until the next announcement.
No, that's true, yeah. And weddings up to 15 people.
Yeah, and then it just says outdoor activities as a tick.
What's next now? 17th of May. Hotels open, foreign holidays allowed.
No.
It says here.
Look at the gyms. The gyms is different.
So outdoors and indoors classed allowed. Oh, so from the 17th of May, our local gym would be open then.
Yeah, but with the 12th of April, what it means by no audience is like
private.
Not private, you just don't have lessons.
Oh, that's true, yeah. And then restaurants and bars, two households or rule of six, outdoors and indoors.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then weddings, they reduced it up to 30 people.
No, they increased it.
Sorry, yeah. Increased it, yeah. Sorry, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. And then live events,
cultural
only
venues.
50%. Yeah, cultural venues and live events, 50% capacity, which means only half of the stadium, for example, would be filled.
Yeah, which is mad.
Uh-huh.
But what they're not mentioning is with the pubs, they're all more or less fully open.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And then the 21st of June...
Nightclubs.
Cool. Nightclubs, everything. Apparently, I'm really nervous with them, with the social distancing, like the saying.
No such thing. What are you on about?
I mean, I'm going to be scared because they were like, actually, we're going to have to make it 2 weeks later. I bet that's what's going to happen.
Probably. You never know, this government.
No. Well, I'm hoping because then June is like, the start of summer, I'm not able to like go out, enjoy myself, see my families. Importantly, So yeah, that's the fully roadmap.
Yeah, And speak about before we get on to the rest, I will do my fun facts. Sorry, my funny joke.
Yeah, you got your funny joke. I've got my fun fact.
And my funny joke is actually to do with the government.
Is it?
Yeah, and it's to do with the next subject. Don't steal. The government hates competition.
Should I get that?
Yes.
I'm laughing. I
Don't
don't know why I'm
steal. The
laughing.
government hates competition.
Don't steal. The government hates competition. Oh, okay.
Because they're practically freaking stealing from us.
Yeah, literally.
And none more so than the NHS.
That's just taking a piss.
So go on, what's been announced?
So the budget, this was a few days ago, last week. No, this week.
No, this is that. No, this. I'm not even on about the budget yet.
What?
Like I said with the NHS, what's been announced with them?
Oh, yeah, their pay rise.
What pay rise?
1%.
It's not even a pay rise.
No, that's just, you're getting paid peanuts on top of other peanuts. If you know what
Yeah,
I mean.
exactly.
It's like for us, still I think Tesco are earning a lot of money, yet still we're not even the proper minimum London living wage, as they call it.
Yeah.
With Sainsbury's, they had luck enough only 3% pay rise, but still that's more than the NHS, which is disgusting.
True.
With Tesco and other major supermarkets have done bugger all, I think.
Only Sainsbury's.
Oh yeah, Sainsbury's, yeah, only Sainsbury's.
You did even speak about Sainsbury's, did you?
I did say Sainsbury's.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, I did.
So, yeah, the budget, you start us off.
So we had our yearly budget. Is it a yearly budget?
Yeah, unfortunately.
To decide what's really important to spend what money on and where's this money coming from. I don't know. So I'm not a political person, but I kind of get the gist of what's happening.
Oh, going on.
I'm going to guess this right now. So when it comes to taxes, like us, it's going to be frozen, like you said.
Yeah.
And with major companies earning, like you said, the profit margin, you know what I mean? They're going to get what, a 25% tax increase?
Yeah, companies that get their money get 25% increase of tax.
That's like Tesco, isn't
Yeah.
it? Yeah, Tesco, possibly Sainsbury's, Morrisons, I don't know. I don't know the rest of the other companies, but oh well. What about you?
Well, I'm going to go through the whole budget step by step.
Okay,
Just
cool.
the important parts.
Oh,
'Cause the guy said so much, it was hard to follow.
definitely, but still, did you realize he was mentioning what David Cameron said those many years ago?
Yep, and that's exactly what Keir Starmer pointed out.
Yeah, I'm thinking, oh, he hasn't even finished yet, and he's ripping. I don't know, how do you put it into words?
He's burning everything.
He's burning everything, saying, how? Blah, 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 blah,
So I've got it in categories here.
Okay.
So the economy. The economy is expected to return to pre-COVID levels by the middle of next year. 6 months earlier than previously thought.
Really?
Apparently. Yeah, I
Good
don't
luck.
believe that for a second.
That's a lot of good luck.
GDP growth forecast for this year has downgraded by 4%. Used to be 5.5.
Oh, dear.
Unemployment is expected to peak to 6.5%.
So that was. Wait, it's can you do it in numbers or just percentages?
I've only got percentages at the moment.
But I'm guessing the last time I read an unemployment, it went up by 1 million.
That could be 6.5%, no?
Could be. I mean.
And this one is really staggering. Forecasts show government borrowing reaches $355 billion in 2020 to 2021. That is 17% of the national income.
What the hell?
The government has never borrowed that much of a percentage since World War II.
Oh, yeah, because by then you had a lot of rations, people carried on as normal. The poor guys had to wear these gas masks because they never knew that they could be gassed by the Nazis or some other horrible thing.
That's what they're saying. They're saying it's ever been this bad since wartime.
No, I mean, I've known someone to live through that and survived and still live today. I would never complain. Never.
That's a boring stat. I'm just going to tell like the ones that people understand. So we've now been given an additional 65 billion in response to coronavirus, takes the total support now to 407 billion.
Oh my God.
1.6 billion has gone towards the vaccine rollout.
Oh, do you really think that's going to be enough?
Well, a lot of people are taking it, aren't they? A lot of people are sheep.
Yeah, oh, that I saw this TikTok and this guy was mentioned about, do you know the first vaccine for the smallpox?
I
It
don't
was
know it, but I know of it.
He said it was year 1796 who had the smallpox vaccine is now dead. Then he's like,
Yeah,
good
I've
luck,
seen
sheep.
that.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
And then I saw another one. Oh, I don't think I should say it on here, but oh, I can't.
Go
Sorry.
on, this is a. Who cares on this platform?
Okay. There was a, I think it was a snip from a program called The Undateables. You heard of them, haven't you? And there was these, a boy and a girl met up. I think they both had autism. And the caption said, when me and my family just come out from the COVID vaccination hub. Come on, let's go. We have no autism. No, that is just like, what the hell? Who did that? I think there's a lot of horrible theories on what they're saying that the vaccine can actually do to you, which is kind of bull crap. I'm saying like theories, oh, it's gonna change your DNA, it's gonna make you this, it's gonna make you that. I was like, no.
No.
Nope. I mean, I know these people had the vaccine. Hold on. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I know 6 people had the vaccine and they're okay.
Are you sure?
Yep. Yep, they just had sore arms and a bit of a sniffle, and then that's it.
100%, yeah.
100%.
Oh, here's an unemployment number for you. Oh no, sorry, self-employment. So help for self-employment will be extended with changes meaning 600,000 more people will be eligible.
Oh, okay.
And then this is about furlough, saying that it's going to be extended till September.
Well, good luck to that.
No, it will be extended.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying, like, good luck to that. Like, make sure we've got enough money in it.
Well, yeah. Now I'm on the benefits category. So the temporary increase of £20 a week for Universal Credit will continue for six more months.
Okay.
And there will also be a one-off payment of £500 to working tax credit claimants.
Okay.
And then this is on about business support.
Okay. Right, can you still hear me on this?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, I can definitely hear you.
I'm just going through the business stuff. It's not really anything we care about.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, this is to do with us. The help. Oh, no. Maybe. A help to grow scheme will offer smaller business management and digital training.
Okay.
But I'll believe it when I see it. Now he's got a whole category for hospitality.
Oh my God, it's big.
Yeah, let me send you the link.
Okay.
Actually, I'll just hold on. You got it?
No.
You should have it now.
All right, now I do. It says two. So, okay.
I saw the hospitality.
Okay, so I shall read all of it, or just bits of it.
Well, a bit at a time, isn't it?
Okay, so with the hospitality is the business rates holiday for retail, hospitality and leisure sector firms has been extended to the end of June, and for the remaining 9 months of the fiscal, what's that?
No idea. I was hoping you'd know.
Fish cow year, they still will still be discounted up to 2/3. Right, reduced rate of 5% VAT for the hospitality and tourism sectors has been extended to the end of September and will only go up to 12.5% after that, before returning to 20% next April. The Chancellor confirms 5 billion of new grants for hard hit firms worth up to £6,000 for non essential retail and £18,000 for restaurants, pubs, personal care, and gym businesses, which reopen later. Okay, and then there's another link. Oh. If it will let me. Yeah, I can't open that.
Should be able to. Still
no,
there.
It's not allowing me. No? Oh, it's this one. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, is it on Sky News?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm up to the hospitality part.
Okay.
So keep scrolling down until you find
Oh, got it.
hospitality.
Yeah, I'm on the hospitality part now.
Now I'm up to your probably favourite category.
What?
After, go scroll down.
Housing. Really? Oh no.
Go on.
Okay, the stamp duty holiday on properties worth up to 500. What?
Do you even know what stamp duty holiday even means?
No. I never got told any of this. No, I think when we just newly moved into the new build before I moved here, yeah? Just outside Norwich. And obviously, I don't want to go for long around the houses. Like, my auntie, no, sorry, my great auntie, unfortunately, when she died, my grandparents inherited quite a bit of money off her, and it all went into my grandparents' joint savings, and it was quite a bit. So, we were able to buy a house, newly built, two bedroom, for 190,000, which is not too bad. And then they mentioned stamp duty. I didn't know what the hell that was. I was like, I better keep quiet because I don't want to blurt out what I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all sorted out, and they didn't tell me nothing about it. The way they had to pay for the house is by electronically. So I think, no wait, I can't remember. So it was quite funny. We were in the sales suite. This is many years ago. Obviously when my mum and my granddad were still alive. And my granddad's like, here's my card, I've got money, I can pay for everything now. She was like, oh, okay. And I said, okay, we don't need that right yet, but when we do, we will need your details. So I was like, okay. I think back then, I'm not sure it would be the same process when you're actually buying a house or only paying 5% and rest mortgage.
Yeah.
So I don't
you basically
know about
just
what...
said what the next part is. I've got the definition of stamp duty holiday if you want to hear it.
Okay.
The stamp duty holiday was introduced to help buyers who have taken a financial hit because of COVID. It was also intended to boost the property market hit by knockdown.
Okay.
Now, if you want to know an actual definition, it's a the temporary stamp duty holiday is being extended in England and Northern Ireland until the 30th of June. The first 500 grand spent on a property, zero tax. Yeah.
Okay.
Which will save you 15k.
Not bad.
After that, the threshold will drop to 250,000 until the 30th of September.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will turn to the normal level of 125,000. So you get it?
Kind of get it, yeah. Now I do get it.
That's basically what he said on there.
Alright.
And so, the next part is what you said.
Oh, I get it, yeah. He confirms that the government will guarantee a 95% mortgage is to help those who only can afford a 5% deposit, so like us.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. So what does that mean for us in the future?
So, if we want to buy a 200,000 place, we only need to pay 5% of it straight away.
That's like,
let me put it this way.
Mm.
200,000, 10% of that is 20,000.
Oh, so only
so you half that again is 10,000.
So we only can pay like 10,000.
Yeah.
That's good in a way.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So you get it now.
Definitely, yeah.
But out of all the things the Chancellor announced, that's probably one of the main good things.
No, that's very good. That is very, very, very good. I mean, kind of helps out a lot with young people who literally can't afford to buy it outright because they never can. They're having to do installments, which is very helpful. I mean, I don't know, like I said, with everything going on, I don't know how people are making a living.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
So, the next part, tax.
Ooh, tax. Ooh.
Here you go on.
Okay. So, tax. Oh, dear. What's happened here? Ah, here you go. So, personal income tax threshold will be frozen from next year until 2026 at 12,570 for the basic rate at 50,270 for the high rate, dragging more people into paying as their salaries rise in line with inflation.
So that's basically saying taxes won't increase until 2026, maybe.
That's another 5 years. Okay, that's fine.
But that's only if he doesn't change it.
Oh, I bet he won't.
Or if we have Labour come into charge, then the Labour Chancellor can just scrap this and go, nah, mate. I want that tax increase, bruv.
Yeah, sure.
Because that's only... None of that's a guarantee.
No, of course not. It's only, like, for what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Shall I read the next two? Yeah, okay. So, thresholds for inheritance tax, pensions, lifetime allowance, and capital gains tax thresholds are also being frozen.
Now, that I didn't know about. I didn't know that your inheritance had a tax, you know.
Do you know what? That's why...
That's disgusting.
I think I understand now. Because... when my mum died, she had a bit of money, but not as much. I didn't care. And my granddad actually helped out a lot. He didn't want none of it. He didn't need any of it because he's got his pension, really good that, as well as my nan. So he straight away said, here, have this in case the government get their hands on it and tax it. He had a brain, thank God. So now he was sensible having... which is called a prepaid funeral, which means it's not last minute and he had to be taxed on extra. If that makes sense. And I gathered my nan did that as well. So once I, in the future, have their house, I won't be... whatever money they have left over, I should not get taxed on. That means some of that money will go to the government, which is a no-no.
No, they're not. Are they?
I guess. That's
frozen,
my...
to me, means it won't go up.
No, yeah, exactly.
You'll get taxed, you just won't as much.
No, I shouldn't anyway, bloody hell.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Do you know what this next one is?
I have no idea. I want you to read it, please.
Corporation tax. I think this is what we said about businesses. 25%.
Yeah.
In April 2023.
Mm-hmm.
But will still be the lowest in G7, whatever the hell that means.
On in G7. I have
anyway,
no idea. That's
all about companies, aren't it, Claire?
Yeah.
Another alcohol duty.
Oh, shall I read that one?
Go on, I know you want to.
So planned increases in duties on beer, cider, spirits and wines, as well as fuel, will be cancelled.
I think that's stupid, though.
That is stupid. I mean, they do a sugar tax, but this is the worst, in a way.
Yeah, because you're telling me when landlords, for example, that own their freehold pub, you're telling me they're not going to increase the prices.
They're going to have to.
When they can shut for so long.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to have to.
Yeah, of course. And you blame them.
Yeah.
Imagine how much waste they've had to get rid of, like all the kegs that's gone off.
Yeah, it's true.
Then the next part, category, is investments.
Investment, yeah.
You read the first part?
So a super deduction to
incentivize.
Oh, incentivize business investment will mean they can reduce their taxable income by 130% of the amount of they invest.
This part seems interesting. The first ever UK infrastructure bank will be set up in Leeds with an initial capitalisation of $12 billion to finance public and private sector green industrial revolution projects. You get that?
Kind of.
Basically, they're opening up a bank in Leeds that helps with eco-friendly stuff.
But in Leeds?
No, for the whole of UK, it's just based in Leeds.
Oh, it's just based in Leeds, okay. But why Leeds?
Mm-hmm. And then this next part, apparently Keir Starmer had an issue with.
Really?
Yeah, read it.
Okay. What, 8 free spots?
Yeah.
All right. 8 free ports, special economic zones with different rules to make it cheaper and easier to do businesses have been announced at East Midlands Airport, Felixstowe and Harwich, Humber, Liverpool City Region, Plymouth, Solent, Thames and Teesside. What the hell does it mean?
No idea.
Okay.
This is what I'm saying. Most of what you announce is bollocks, you know.
It is bollocks. That's why sometimes I don't really want to watch the budget, but I think this year is acceptable.
This year was supposed to be really... This year is really important.
Yeah, and he's messed it up already.
Yeah.
Everyone's probably going to watch and go, what the hell just happened? Why did we bother? Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I'm not going to lie, I'm very disappointed.
I am. No, I don't anymore. I don't rate anyone that's in Conservative anymore.
Not even Bojo.
Not even Bojo. No, I think he should have stick to like being London mayor. He was brilliant. I liked him. And then he had to ruin it and become PM. So I think when it's time for him to retire and move on, we should get a proper PM.
Keir Starmer.
Oh, yeah. That's why I think always
voting. Did you see what I said on Facebook?
Kind. But no, don't show about his...
I don't know if you can. You could. It's a video, but you could read the text of it.
Okay.
It's the same basically saying, like, his sister works for the NHS, his wife works for the NHS. He knows that how important they are. And him saying, like, if he was PM, he'd actually look after them.
Yeah, I did see that. I did see that. And then obviously I shared some links.
Yeah, so read it. If you see it, if you see it now, read it out.
So it says, so our NHS staff protected us. The Conservative are cutting their pay.
No. The one where it starts, a message to those working in our NHS.
You deserve a pay rise. Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, read the whole thing.
So, during the pandemic, you've kept our country going, kept us safe, and looked after our loved ones. You've been there on the front line, putting your lives on the line. You are the very best of Britain. My mum was a nurse. My sister was a nurse. My wife works in the NHS. I know what it means to work for the NHS. And if I were Prime Minister, I would give you the fair pay rise that you deserve. However, this week we learned that the Conservative government is planning a real terms pay cut for NHS staff. The mask has finally slipped. After all, we've all been through together. After clapping for our carers, this is nothing short of an insult, which is true.
Yeah.
Under my leadership, Labour will stand with the NHS and with our key workers. We will argue for a better deal, for a fairer pay. You protected us. Now it's time for us to protect you. Oh, yeah. You better come PM, I swear to God.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine having someone like that as Prime Minister.
I mean, things will be...
It's made a massive difference, you know.
A massive difference. This is why everyone should vote for Labour every year. Not every year. I think it's every 3 years. There's election, isn't it?
I think there's one this year.
Yeah, everyone vote Labour. If you're listening, vote Labour. Fuck Conservatives. I've always been a Labour person.
By the way, in terms of people listening, we've only had one person listen so far, and his name is Y. Do you know how to check?
Really? How do you check?
So are you on the app?
Yep.
You know where it says knife? You see that headphone logo?
Yeah.
Just click on that.
Total one listeners. Oh, come on. We need to get bigger than that. Y. What kind of name is Y? Oh, I mean, our talking time has gone for longer than we actually thought, but oh well.
Yeah, just, do you know how long the budget was?
It was so long.
You can't just read it all and go, yep, that's the budget, bye.
No, I think there's more to it, obviously.
Because we're going through it bit by bit.
Oh, yeah.
That guy just announced everything and it was like, yep, there you go, there's your budget. And then Keir Starmer straight away was like, wait, I've heard this before.
Yeah, he's not stupid.
You naughty, naughty, you teasing me.
Teasing me. Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, we'll go back on the Philly. We're up to climate.
Okay, climate. Oh, this will be very interesting.
Yeah.
So consumers will be able to put their money into a new savings product to support green projects. Okay, I can't get that. A new group will be set up to position the city as the global leader for carbon offset markers.
That's wrong, because we're, in terms of keeping things carbon zero, we're way behind.
Oh, too way behind. If you go
there's
to places like...
that are doing way better.
There's places like Tokyo, Japan, Australia, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or like in the future, we're still stuck in the past. It's 2021. We should like get there.
The Bank of England. Oh, go on.
The Bank of England's remit will be updated to reflect the importance of environmental sustainability and the transition to net zero, as well as the 2% inflation target.
Fantastic.
Well,
and the next part, sports and culture. A total of 700 million will go to supporting arts, culture, sports as they open. Now, when it says that, I hope it doesn't go towards Premier League clubs.
Oh, for God's sake. Why is it?
The likes of Arsenal, all these Premier League clubs, they don't need that money.
They don't.
That money needs to go, to be honest, all of it needs to go to theatre.
Oh, yeah. Because theatre is going to be like, oh, what's theatre? What is that?
That's what I'm saying. The next generation, they're good about what? Never heard of this.
I'll be like, oh, I could tell you. Just sit down for about 6 hours.
No. But yeah, theatre's on its knees, you know.
It is. I mean, I think I knew someone
even
who wanted...
Even if no one gives a fuck, you know. Because you know on the London Mayor Instagram thing that we said?
Yeah.
Where was theatre, though?
Theatre's nowhere to be seen. But it might be included in somewhere.
When, the 17th of May?
Possibly.
Because they don't even mention it.
Oh, whatever. Once if we're like, oh, I want to see a theatre production, for God's sake, you know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah.
And I hope it goes towards football, but the shit league.
Only the shit leagues need some money. They do.
Because, like, for example, Barnet Football Club, they've gone into administration. Like, they're fucked.
They're fucked, but... Oh, I think I heard they were still going, but only on their, like, knees. They're, like, dragging right now.
Yeah, literally. And as we're talking about sports, I've just got breaking news.
Have I? The Rangers have just been crowned champions of Scotland for the first time in 10 years. Oh, dear.
And you know who the manager is?
Who's the manager?
Stephen Gerrard.
Ooh. Oh, I didn't recognise him.
Yeah. But you know why?
Why?
Because Brendan Rodgers is not managing Celtic no more, that's why.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I was thinking, oh, my God, someone's not going to be happy.
Well, hey.
Well, you know my friend Hannah, she supports Celtic.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because her dad's Scottish, isn't it? I can't text her now and say, guess who's won Scotland champions with a bunch of emoji tongues sticking out.
Oh.
She'll be like, go away.
So here, I'm going to read some things. This is the final part on his other announcements. And let's see if we can actually understand what the hell he means.
Can I read this one? But can I read this one?
Okay, go on. All right.
£150 million fund will help communities take ownership of pubs, theatres, shops, or local sports clubs at risk of being lost. And so theatres have been included in there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so there's another bit. Oh, that's it.
So, listen to this one. There will be $1 billion for 45 public investment town deals across the country.
Meaning?
Exactly. Fuck drivers.
I think, you know, sorry we're going off subject, but thank God we're doing a podcast like this because I'm bleeding in three places. On my arm and my toe.
Oh, for God's sake.
So I'm just getting the... It said make it bleed and then clean it and then cover it. My own blood.
Lovely.
So I won't get contaminated by someone else's, which is quite bad, but it's my own.
And then listen to this one. To tackle fraud in COVID support schemes, there will be $100 million to set up HMRC
Task Force
with 1,000 investigators. How the hell does it cost $100 million to get 1,000 investigators?
I don't know. I think how much it costs you to be a simple investigator in the HMRC.
Yeah, exactly.
I won't mind that job. This part, cool.
This next part I actually like a lot. An extra $19 million has been announced for domestic finance programs, while $10 million will support veterans with mental health needs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I still think he fucked up, though.
Yeah, he's still fucked up.
Why only veterans?
Veterans. What, meaning old people?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, right now...
Right now, most people have mental health needs.
Yeah,
some are worse than others, and they're not just old.
No, not just old people. People like me, maybe Joanna. Younger. Yeah, exactly. A bit mid-age. It's not just veterans.
No.
But the reason why I understand why you said veterans, because they're on their own. Hence my nan. She's, like I said, struggling, and she doesn't like to admit it, but we all know she is.
Yeah, but like I said, it's not just old people, though.
Yeah.
And then, wait, what? Read the next one.
So there will be a $40 million for victims of the thalidomide scandal and a lifetime commitment to support. What the hell's that? Why put that in the budget? Scrap it. Guy has no idea.
That $40 million for whatever the hell that is, put that in directly to the NHS.
Yeah. Well,
not one...
need more than $40 million.
Well, true. But still put it towards them, no?
Yeah, sure. You know, remember when Bojo is standing in front of a red big red coach saying 315 for the NHS. I'm surprised that Keir Starmer hasn't started on that.
Well, Corbyn did, didn't it?
Yeah, Corbyn did. But the thing is, I'm surprised he didn't bring it up and go, where's that 15 million?
Yeah, but like you said, that was years ago. That was more Corbyn's thing to discuss, not Keir Starmer. That's
true. I know it was more Corbyn's, but... I'm surprised that wasn't brought up. I know it's many years ago, but right now they need that money.
I don't. Why? There's so many things here that you're reading, and we're like, what?
Yeah.
Like, for example, this $1 billion for the 45 new public investment town deals. What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
And then, what's the last one here? $1.2 billion for administration of Scotland. What? So what I mean?
740 for Wales and 410 million for Northern Ireland. I'll bugger them.
You just sort yourself out before anything else.
Yeah, sort ourselves out. I think it should be like for everyone. Not everyone, like, or sort yourself out before the more important stuff.
Yeah. And give me a second.
Yeah. What's up?
I've got another link now. This is our last link.
Open this. Okay.
And then this one now is from the BBC. Oh.
BBC, so it should be.
So slowly scroll down and see if there's anything we missed from the sky.
Okay.
Oh, how can I forget?
What?
The minimum wage. It's
yes,
gone
the minimum
up.
Wage.
1.2%.
Are you serious?
That is the lowest percentage of a pay rise since you know when?
Dunno.
2013.
Wait. Oh, of course. Of course.
You know how shit that... £8.91?
£8.90, you can't survive off £8.91. What they expect of, to eat scraps?
It's like Pana said, some people can.
I know they can because they can be like stingy, like you. Yeah, but you're earning more than that. Yeah, we're in London, and plus we're
oh my
more
God.
Than that. We'll have what?
Hold
what?
On.
What's funny?
I'm going
now.
Back to football. Liverpool have just lost 1-0 to Fulham.
What the hell is happening?
I'm Fulham are like 18th.
Are they? They were literally in
the
relegation,
like...
lady.
Yeah, they are. They're in
relegation. Oh, they are. Yeah. It's top 18, so 18,
19, 20.
Yeah.
Liverpool is shit, man.
Oh, do you know what they're saying about Norwich City?
What?
They could be promoted again. Yay, you got my time. No, that's shit.
Don't worry, they'll get promoted and relegated again as usual.
Yeah, every year. Or every 2 years.
Like every 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
They get promoted and get relegated again. They never stay for none.
No, that's just weird.
No, really, this is a club that's clearly not managed correctly.
No, of course not.
Anyway, besides from our amazing national wage budget, what else did we miss out on?
Oh, here we go. So,
actually,
what?
I've got a few statistics and stats here.
I've got something.
No, the UK economy shrank by 10%. Do you know how seriously bad that is?
Really bad.
During the last recession we had, I forget when it was now, like 2009, 2008, was it?
I guess around about that time, because
I forget when. But back then it shrank by like 7%, and it took like 10 years to recover.
Jesus!
So imagine how bad 10% is.
That's bad, really, really bad.
So, you said you want a number with job loss.
Yeah.
700,000 people have lost their jobs since the pandemic began, apparently.
So that's how much unemployment is.
Apparently.
But thing is, that would have gone up within the whole net like last year and then part of this year.
Exactly. You see anything else?
So obviously the government to continue paying 8% of employees' wages for hours they cannot work.
Yeah, that's the furlough thing. It's extended till September.
Yeah. So furlough and that has been separate, but we know it's a together thing.
Oh,
What?
scroll down to Accra Tobacco and Fuel.
Okay. Do,
Something that you find interesting. Got
What is it called?
it? Alcohol, tobacco, fuel.
Alcohol. Oh, found it now.
Read the last bullet point.
So, tobacco duties rose in November, but no further rise in this budget. Are you serious?
Apparently.
The
But I
thing is,
swear
they're going
tobacco
up
keeps
and
going up
down.
and down.
Yeah, same with cigarettes.
Scroll down and see if we see anything else.
Environment, transport, infrastructure, and housing. I already know that. Nations and regions. Oh, that's the last one.
Yeah, that's it, done. Would you like to do your fun fact?
I would like to do my fun fact, please. So, oh, can I do two or just the one?
Do two, why not? Since we've been going for none.
Okay, so it's a did you know? Mars is red because its surface contains a lot of rust.
The hell, someone there's got metal there then.
In a way, not metal, but I don't sure if they do, because do you remember that shuttle or that camera landed on Mars?
Yeah, recently.
Yeah, so they have successfully taken some pictures of Mars, and it's absolutely amazing.
It's nothing that I wasn't expecting, though.
No, I mean, because of Mars, it's just could be in the next, say, I'm going to guess a number now.
100.
I'd say 100 billion years could be the next phone. And it actually looked like people could live on there, but way in the future.
Yeah.
But what they haven't done is measured how much oxygen it held for its space. Obviously, it will be way less.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I say about Mars.
And go over one.
African grey parrots have vocabularies of over 200 words. Do you know what I mean?
Parrots are, I don't know what parrots are.
Yeah, that one's. I can see your mouth
Lovely.
moving. It
Yeah.
wasn't moving before, which is quite weird.
Yours has been. What, you're on the app now?
Yeah, no, I've been on the app for ages and on and off because I had to flip through some slides. And only just now your mouth has moved.
Yours has the whole time.
Cool.
Anyway, I have a fun fact to end things with.
You know?
Liverpool are seventh.
Oh, yeah, and they were champions once.
West
Oh, well.
Ham are above them. and Everton.
Oh my! Oh no! What a time to be a Liverpool fan.
Oh, diddums.
Oh, diddums.
So how do you think this went?
I think it went quite well, do you think?
Not really.
No.
We had one person called wine, that's it.
Well, we've been advertising, what, ever since we started our live, which was over an hour ago. Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's been, I say it's been really interesting.
Yeah.
Don't know what else.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So Chris, what you got to tell our lovely one audience?
He's not even here, he's gone.
I know. So what do you want to say to our future audiences?
No, subscribe, not to this, to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, go on straight onto our YouTube channel and click that subscription button. And then afterwards, you've got a lot of time on your hands during this lockdown. You can watch all our videos down below and give that a big thumbs up.
That's it, you're getting a pro now.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going across all audio platforms, even iTunes now.
Yes, iTunes. We finally got there.
Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
And all sorts. Still, it'll all be on our YouTube videos in the description.
Oh, definitely.
And me and Hannah are going to have some Papa John's now.
Ooh, talking of Papa John's. I had a notification. No, a Papa John's notification.
Yeah.
It says something about, I might have read it wrong, 50% off?
No.
Yeah, or 25%, I don't know. But yeah, and I've got some more peeling to do on my feet. And now that might sound quite weird. But I've got this special foot peel from Boots. You put your sock on, or socks on, with the liquid going around your feet for about 20 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. And you wait about 5 to 6 days, or over 7 days. The chemicals that on your feet peels off the dead skin and irritation on the feet and makes your feet nice and smooth, free of dust, dead skin, and pristine clean.
Lovely.
I did some advertising there.
And before we go, since this was our main subject for the episode, give the budget a rating 1 out of 10.
Give the budget a rating out of 10?
Yeah.
What, 10 is good, 1's worse?
Yeah.
Okay. A 4.
A 4?
Wait, no, scrap that. 7. I'll be generous.
7?
Yes, why?
Right, yeah, there's nothing why.
Because they, like you said, they messed up on a different sections.
Yeah, that's high. I'm giving them 2.
Or shall I stick to my 4 or 3? I'll give them a 1 then.
I'm giving them 2 just because of the housing thing that you've done, which is good.
Okay, yeah, that's only the good thing.
I can't think of anything else that was good.
No.
I mean, yeah, he throws tax, but don't worry, it will go up.
Yeah, it will go up. I know that little thing is, like, something's going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And on that terrible disappointment, we're off, guys.
You don't have to do that, Chris. We're not on camera. I'm being serious.
I'm going to try and see if I can upload this to Spotify and all the others.
Yeah.
If not, then this episode is exclusive to Stereo.
Oh, definitely. Well, I don't know if it's just a Stereo. It should exclusive to everywhere or anywhere. I'm just watching some people doing gardening.
until then, guys. Next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's talk for real. Start up the conversation. This is what you've been missing. Real views and opinions, touching on many topics. I know that you can relate. Every episode is something different, and I can't wait. Christopher Maddox and Hannah Wilson, they keep it authentic. You know that I love to listen. I'm telling you just how it is. This is the deal. No holding back. Let's talk for real.